So glyphosate and autism. this is the paper, the chart that made me really stand up and listen, because I had already learned from Don Huber that glyphosate was affecting all these different systems in the body that I knew were disrupted in autism. So I already understood that was a good match. And then Nancy, after I published a paper with Anthony claiming that glyphosate could be causing autism, Nancy Swanson reached out to me and showed me these charts that she had come up with. And this one was just stunning, because very strong correlation between the rise in glyphosate usage on core crops and autism over this period of time. And so we use this article in this article that I wrote with James Veach, and is there a link between autism and glyphosate formulated herbicides? And we argued there some of the reasons why glyphosate could be causing autism. Clostridia is definitely part of the story. So here's a study that had 14 autistic children. They were compared to 21 controls. The children had, autistic kids had a significant increase in Clostridia species, which was associated with reduced tryptophan levels and increased expression of inflammatory markers. So again, tryptophan comes out of that shikimate pathway, which glyphosate blocks. The macrophages go into the tissue. They can create this inflammatory situation, and they take up tryptophan and bring it into their, they store it as kynurenine. So they are actually removing tryptophan from the gut and depleting its supply. And so tryptophan, you need tryptophan as a precursor to serotonin. And so there's a sort of messed up serotonin supply in the brain because of this inflammatory gut. And they proposed a role for antibiotics. This paper was talking about Clostridia and antibiotics, but I generalize it to be glyphosate, and it's a patented antimicrobial agent. This one specifically targeted glyphosate, and it was quite interesting. It was a set of triplets, two boys and one girl. And both boys had autism, the girl had a seizure disorder. All of them had very high levels of glyphosate in their urine. They all had Clostridia overgrowth, and because of the disruption of the gut microbiome. And the Clostridia were producing toxins, which were blocking the conversion of dopamine into norepinephrine. And so that's messing up this hormonal system. And then dopamine is becoming excitotoxic. And that resulted in damage to the neurons through oxidative stress. And this was another paper, gut microbiota and neurological effects of glyphosate. And this one was in 2019, so quite recent. And they said, we state a possible link between glyphosate-induced dysbiosis and cognitive and motor aggravations in neurodegenerative and neurodevelopmental pathologies, such as autism. And they reviewed the negative impact that glyphosate-induced dysbiosis can have on depression, anxiety, autism, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's disease. And all of these are going up dramatically in step with the rise in glyphosate usage. This was a study on mice, and they showed autism behaviors in the offspring of a pregnant mouse that was exposed to glyphosate, high-dose glyphosate during pregnancy and during lactation, and showed that caused autism-like symptoms in the offspring. And it was associated with an imbalance in the gut microbiome, disrupted fatty acid metabolism, so fatty liver. And they singled out a particular enzyme, soluble epoxyhydrolase, SEH, in the prefrontal cortex of the brain. That's an interesting enzyme. It takes a fatty acid and adds this little interesting thing here where it sticks an oxygen in and attaches it to two carbons, this little triangle. And that enzyme turns out to be linked to many different diseases, depression, autism, schizophrenia, and Parkinson's disease, overexpression of that enzyme. So this gets to be into some complicated science. And I love this sort of detective story kind of adventure game to try to figure out all the links, which is what I've been doing for the last many years, looking at glyphosate, finding diseases that are going up with glyphosate and understanding the underlying metabolic disorders that go with those diseases, and then trying to explain how glyphosate could cause all of that. So this one links together vitamin D, the cytochrome P450 enzymes, aromatase, which is a cytochrome P450 enzyme, estrogen and testosterone, and then this interesting SEH enzyme. So you start with maternal vitamin D deficiency. If you have that, then that causes high testosterone in male offspring. I'm going to show slides where I have papers that support all of these claims. Aromatase deficiency causes low estrogen and high testosterone in the brain. Estrogen suppresses the synthesis of that enzyme. So if you have low estrogen, you're going to get a lot of this SEH. And then vitamin D activation itself depends on cytochrome P450 enzymes, which are suppressed. Aromatase is also a CYP enzyme. So glyphosate suppresses both the vitamin D and the conversion of testosterone to estrogen. And so you get this low estrogen, low vitamin D situation, which invites autism in the offspring. And so here's a paper, so glyphosate suppresses aromatase in the placenta. This was shown in this paper looking at agricultural workers. They studied these placental GEG3 cells grown in vitro and showed that glyphosate was toxic to them. And then they also showed that with Roundup, you had increased glyphosate toxicity. It enhances the toxicity of glyphosate. And then they showed that Roundup disrupts aromatase, and that's not surprising because it is a cytochrome P450 enzyme. And so here's a paper about developmental vitamin D deficiency, which increases fetal exposure to testosterone. Vitamin D regulates gene expression via methylation. And so when you have deficiency, you have hypermethylation of the promoter, which turns off aromatase expression. And so then you get excess testosterone and insufficient estrogen in the brain, and that is a feature of autism. And this is just a diagram showing all these different CYP enzymes that can change vitamin D into its active form. But when they're suppressed, then vitamin D does not get activated. This is the 25-hydroxy vitamin D that you need, which is what they measure in the blood when they look at your vitamin D levels. So now there's some papers that are showing that glyphosate disrupts neuronal development in the brain. Axon growth is altered, and they talk about a particular Wnt non-canonical signaling pathway that causes that. The neurons were grown in culture, they were exposed to glyphosate, and they showed that the glyphosate exposed ones were very trim. They didn't have all these branches in the axons, unbranched axons, and they developed less complex dendritic arbors compared to the controls. So they're very impoverished. And then this is a paper that showed that glyphosate exposure induced synaptic impairment in the hippocampal neurons. The hippocampus is really central to autism. And that showed was reflected in cognitive deficits in these developing rats. They treated the neurons in culture, showed a decrease in dendritic complexity, the same thing as what we saw there in spine formation. The pups were exposed to glyphosate every 2 days from 7 days old to 27 days old, so very early in their life. And they show that it induced cognitive impairments and reduced the synaptic protein expression in the hippocampus. And this is another paper, dendrite and spine modifications in autism and related neurodevelopmental disorders in patient and animal models. And this is showing that autism has been linked to a decrease in the density of spines with mature morphology. So the same feature that is being seen when you expose neurons in culture to glyphosate is showing up in these autistic kids. And so this is a paper which was published in 2021. So again, a very new paper, environmentally permissible concentrations of glyphosate in drinking water can influence the fate of neural stem cells from the subventricular zone of the postnatal mice. So the subventricular zone is where these new neurons come out and mature and then find their place in the brain as the brain develops. It's a central place for the precursors to the neurons. That whole process gets disrupted by glyphosate. And so they find permissible concentrations of glyphosate in drinking water that are considered okay by the Environmental Protection Agency are capable of inducing neurotoxicity in the developing nervous system. And then they urge caution, the need to review the safety standards established by the agencies concerning safe glyphosate concentrations in drinking water. So to recapitulate this whole section, which is quite complicated, glyphosate causes overrepresentation of Clostridia in the gut, which depletes tryptophan, and this maps to brain damage through inflammation. It causes autism-like symptoms in male mice linked to increased expression of this soluble epoxy hydrolase. And so that's due to estrogen deficiencies in estrogen and vitamin D. Aromatase expression in placenta is suppressed by glyphosate. That explains glyphosate's effects and the link to autism. Low estrogen leads to high expression of this SEH. Maternal vitamin D deficiency leads to excess testosterone in males. Vitamin D depends on the liver CYP enzymes for activation. Glyphosate suppresses them. And then aromatase is a CYP enzyme, so it also gets suppressed by glyphosate. And then it also suppresses, glyphosate has been shown experimentally to suppress the maturation of neuronal dendritic spikes, which is a characteristic feature of autism.